Let's come very close now to government formation, because a new 10-year plan to use the internet and digital technologies to deliver psychiatry and counselling services is set to be discussed this week in those talks. The aim is to make it easier to access both mild and acute mental health services within the community. Well, our political correspondent Micheál Lehan has this story. Micheál, what's proposed here?
This is the plan that I suppose work began on really in 2017, soon after the previous Vision for Change plan had ended its particular term. So it's been a while in the making, and it's saying that digital technology can play a key role, because when it reviewed the last plan, it found that accessing the services was among the biggest problems, that and trying to recruit specialists. They were the problems identified. This is seen as a solution, and it's putting a focus very much back on trying to provide services in the community, but the way to provide specialist services then for psychiatry, cognitive behaviour therapy and counselling is to do it remotely and to use digital technology to do that. The total cost of going in what would be a slightly different direction for this plan, and there are many other parts to it, would be around €10 million extra of mental health funding every year, and it will be overseen then by a special implementation office. Interesting too, Christopher, that this plan has been completed for quite some time, but it hasn't been published, and there is a big political push on. A cross-party letter went to the health minister last week seeking its publication. Today again, the Mental Health Reform Group saying it must be published soon, and as I understand it, the Dáil's special COVID-19 committee could perhaps, before the week is out, get behind that call as well, seeking its publication.
Because on one level, you can imagine why it sounds on paper like such a good idea, because people are obviously being treated, counselled at a distance, at a, more than a social distance. But on the other hand, people might have a question saying, well, hold on a minute, isn't this the sort of thing where you need to be in close proximity with your counsellor, with your psychiatrist in order to get the best treatment? So presumably there will be questions asked about this.
I think so, and I think in the aftermath of the pandemic crisis, there is a broad political acknowledgement that the mental health services will be needed, and will be needed to be fully staffed, and there, of course, are ongoing concerns about staffing in the mental health service. This plan will feed into discussions then, you would think, over the next few days when health generally is discussed in those government formation talks. But I think there will be a focus not just on what this plan is talking in some detail about, is accountability and outcomes. I think the politicians who will be looking at it in some detail will want to know specifics around the recruitment of health professionals, specialists and psychiatric nurses that will be needed to underpin any new vision for the sector.
The business, of course, of government formation talks focused very much on agriculture today, and that work ongoing. What are we hearing? What's the latest there?
Agriculture is a key issue. We've known that from the beginning. It's interesting. It took until now before you had the full day's discussion on it. Before this meeting, there were papers exchanged, I understand, in the last few days. And there's always been, particularly in Fine Gael, some concern about the green policies when it comes to rural Ireland and when it comes to agriculture in particular. So the outcome of today's talks, whether we get to learn it today or not, will be significant. Of course, central to it all is that plan to try and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by an average of 7% annually. Agriculture is a key part of that. The Greens came to emphasise, though, that they never did advocate culling the national herd, but they have spoken about a reduced national herd that would just happen over time. I think it's an important one. Not all perhaps contentious, though. There are some proposals in there. One of them, I understand, is that for every 50 acres on a farm, a small patch of ground could be dedicated to building shelter belts with deciduous trees, and that would have support, and that would make an impact fairly quickly on greenhouse gas emissions, and it's something that farmers would be paid a certain amount for every year.
Micheál Lehan, our political correspondent at Leinster House, thank you indeed for that. Now we're